This is Off the Stage with Sarah Hughes. Stories from Off the Stage in Hamilton, New Zealand. Hello and welcome back to another episode of Off the Stage with Sarah Hughes. I am your host, Sarah Hughes, and today we're going to be talking about how to be a good audience member when going along to the theatre and specifically going along to see musicals. Now, I've just gotten off the back end of Mamma Mia with Hamilton Musical Theatre. We closed last night and I just had to get in for a quick recording for tonight's episode between all the other madness of, you know, finishing a show. And it was 4 years in the making, I found out last night. So 2018 is when John Drummond came on board as the director for the show. And man, it has just been a crazy time for us all. I joined the show back in July 2021 as the music technician. And man, like, we were supposed to be on stage in October 2021, as you may know if you've listened to other episodes, and finally got through a whole season. It was a shortened season compared to what we were supposed to do in October last year, but we got through our whole season without being shut down because of Omicron, and we are just so thankful and stoked that we got through the whole thing. But I had a little chance over the last few nights of the show to talk to a few members of the cast and ask them what they thought it meant to be a good audience member, what they want to see from an audience member, as well as just give some general tips for people who are new to going along to theatre or just not so new but still unsure of how to act within that audience environment. And yeah, so we're going to get into that today. So stick around and hear what all those different people have to say.
Hey, my name's Eckhard Becker and I play the role of Peppa in Mamma Mia the musical here at Rivoli. And to be a good audience member, I think you need to have cultural intelligence, know what the society is like, because I come from South Africa and how the audience is in New Zealand is totally different than in South Africa. So know the people around you and the culture and the society.
Yeah. So what is the audience like in South Africa?
So the audience in South Africa is very, I would use the term prim and proper.
Yeah.
So we would be sitting there without, you're not allowed any food or drinks, alcohol, ice cream, all those stuff in the theater. And you would just be sitting there watching and no huge reactions. You can have reactions, laughing and so.
Yeah.
But they'd rather want you just sit there and enjoy the show rather than entertaining yourself with other things that could be your food or so. And here in New Zealand it's a lot different. Here it's everyone's just in this big clump of happiness kind of, and everyone's enjoying the show together and sharing with whatever you've got, you just share. Yeah. So that's the difference, more or less.
Oh, hi, I'm Lee Owens, and I'm part of the ensemble and play the stick lady in Mamma Mia. I think what I find quite good about audiences when they're actually making a noise. Mm-hmm. And I mean, don't be afraid to laugh out loud if you want to laugh out loud. And once you do, you'll find others around you think, oh, I can as well. And so sometimes it just takes that first one and then the rest are enjoying themselves. And you're allowed to snort, you're allowed to do whatever because you're the one enjoying it.
Yes.
And I think that makes a real difference. And then you actually, as an audience member, enjoy the show a lot more. And it bounces off on stage and you get involved. I find that the best way.
Hello, my name is Memphis, and I am a backstage singer for Mamma Mia. I think to be a good audience member is to be respectful, especially when you're in a crowd of, you know, audience members that cheering and just having fun. But yeah, also don't be too critical. You know, we as actors can make mistakes. We're not all perfect, but we're just having fun, just like the audience. And
My name is Bethany Petrovich and I play Sophie Sheridan, and I think my favourite thing about audiences is when they're super duper loud. It really picks up our performance and then we have loads of fun and then we perform better and then they have even more fun. It's just it's a good chain reaction, it really is.
Thanks, Bethany.
Kia ora, I'm Daniel and I'm playing Eddie in HMT's Mamma Mia. I think to be a good audience member, you need to be aware of the audience that you're in, because in Hamilton and New Zealand, we like to have a supportive audience and someone and people who will give off quite good energy and like whoop and cheer and clap really loudly. So just be aware and try not to get offended when people next to you are being loud, because that's what we like.
Yes.
My name's Rebecca and I am in the ensemble in Mamma Mia and I'm also the dance captain, and this is...
I am Nav, and I am also in the ensemble in Mamma Mia.
Will you share with me what makes a good audience member, or any tips you have for new audiences?
If you're very loud, that is good.
Yeah, we like loud audiences. Yeah.
Just laugh at all of the jokes, even if they're semi not funny.
and clapping,
and
lots.
Be loud and rambunctious, and that's what we're after.
And we love it when they get up and dance at the end.
Nice.
It's good fun.
And Nav, this is your first show, right?
That is correct, which is why I feel I'm not qualified to be on this podcast.
well done. Thank you so much.
I'm Emilia, and I'm in the ensemble. I love when the audience claps to the music, but please, if you're going to clap, clap on 2 and 4. If you clap on 1 and 3, just don't even do it anymore. Just 2 and 4. That's my
two
tip.
And four.
Yes,
nice. Thanks, Amelia.
You're welcome.
Hi, I'm Lindsay Amner. I'm playing Sam Carmichael in the show, Mamma Mia. And talking about audiences, I reckon modern audiences struggle often because we're so used to watching TV. And so an audience member really needs to forget that it's TV and realize that these are live people standing in front of you, and you'll get a better show the more you react and laugh and clap and cry and applaud. And yep, that's what is a good audience to me, is one that really gets into it and livens up the cast. Because, yep, you can just sit there and watch TV, but you can't just sit there and watch a show. Otherwise, you'll just get a flat, boring thing. But if you can lift the cast, then it's great.
Awesome. Thank you, Lindsay.
So I'm Zach Clark, and I play Sky in Mamma Mia. My favourite thing about audience members, and what's important to be when you're being a good audience member, would probably be just engaging with the show and just enjoying it. If it's a light-hearted show, just have fun, have a laugh. If it's a serious show, have a cry. You know, just being present and just enjoying it with every sort of fibre of your being, and it's just awesome to see that sort of emotion and that sort of response from people right in front of you. It's pretty amazing. Yeah.
Nice. Thanks, Zach.
Kia ora, my name is Sasha. I am playing the role of Lisa, and if this is your first time going to see a show, make sure you have fun.
Awesome. So you have now heard from a little selection of the cast of Mamma Mia. I just want to say shout out to everyone who was a part of this production. And thank you so much for making me feel like a part of the family. Even though I wasn't there from the beginning, I got to the end of the season, and I am just so thankful for the experience that I had and for all the friendly faces and just warm hearts that were a part of that show. So, if you didn't get it, I think the biggest thing that came out of asking people who perform on the stage what they think makes a good audience is that they want you to engage with what they're doing. And I think that is one of the beauties of theatre, is that you aren't just sitting in front of a TV, like Lindsay said. You are actually there to participate. Theatre can't happen without you being there, right? So we want you to engage with us when we're on stage. We want you to laugh, even if the jokes aren't always that funny. We want you to cry if you feel emotional. We want you to whoop and cheer if something excites you. So yeah, like relax a little bit, maybe have a little wine or something before you come in if you need some extra help. But yeah, just get in there, have some fun, and find out more about, you know, what theatre is. I think one of the big things is also knowing the context. Like Eckhard said, it depends on your culture and where you are situated. Like maybe you wouldn't be making so much noise if you went to such a big theatre. But yeah, I don't know. I'd actually really love to hear from any people who have acted on big stages, such as up in Auckland at the Civic Theatre and things like that for musical theatre, or even over in London, or, you know, I'm not saying necessarily West End and Broadway, but, you know, that kind of area of big stages. I wonder, because I've never been there myself, how much the audience interacts in those places. Because local theatre, we want your engagement. We want you to interact with us. And I know people laugh. They do all those sorts of things in theatre. You know, it's just about participation. But I went and watched Les Miserables up in Auckland, and it's not like this hugely comedic show. It is quite an intense kind of show, I guess. And so there isn't a lot you can do as an audience member to engage with that appropriately. So I think also if you don't know anything about the show that you're going to watch, maybe read up a little bit on it so that you know what to expect. Because I've definitely gone to a couple of shows before and had no idea what to expect, and maybe just like I would have reacted better to things if I had known what to expect. So that's my advice as well. Go do a little bit of research on the show you're going to, especially if someone's invited you to go along with them. You want to know a little bit about what you're getting yourself into. And I kind of had this little quote that I came up with. I'm such a genius. No, not really. And I even got my husband to text it to me because I came up with it while I was driving. And it's this: a good audience can make any night feel like closing night. So normally people are like, yeah, we're going to go on closing night because that's when the cast does their best. Like, you know, they've got all this energy because it's the final show and they're just giving it their all. But, you know, if you're a good audience, like as a collective, the cast is going to give you that much more because they feed off your energy. And people say the same thing about matinees. And we had some really great matinees for our season of Mamma Mia, probably because people's tickets had to be moved with 100 capacity and that sort of stuff as well. But just engage. That's the biggest thing that I can say out of this episode. So what are you going to do the next time you go to the theatre? Make sure you laugh at those jokes. Make sure you whoop and cheer, especially if there's someone you know on the stage. But even not, like, if they're doing something that you enjoy, let them know about it in some way. Anyway, I've learned so much more about being an audience member just by having listened to these audiences, because remember, I couldn't see the audience during the entire season of Mamma Mia, other than a few heads on the screen where we get to see the stage from a camera recording. So, you know, you can tell the difference between how good an audience is by the way that you can hear them. People have said from this cast they want you to be loud, especially with a show like Mamma Mia. Go and engage with that show. So now that you know how to be a better audience member, I hope you take this out into the next show that you go and watch. And until next time, this has been Off the Stage with Sarah Hughes, telling you stories of the musical theatre world off the stage in Hamilton, New Zealand.